Report, Google, colleges use racial and gender quotas for PhD fellowships. By Alam Bokhari on August 25, 2022. Google and top colleges around the country may violate civil rights laws due to a PhD fellowship program funded by the tech giant, which excludes white and Asian males from a number of the open positions, according to a report in the Washington Free Beacon. The Google-funded fellowship gives exceptional computer science PhD candidates $100,000, with a number of top universities, a group that includes most elite schools according to the Free Beacon, allowed to nominate 4 candidates to the program annually. However, per Google's own description of the program, half of the 4 nominees must self-identify as a woman, Black, African descent, Hispanic, Latino, Latinx, Indigenous, and or a person with a disability. Technically, per Google's terms, a college could still nominate 4 biological white males to the program, as long as 2 of them self-identify as female. The tech company is so notoriously woke that at one point it kept tampons in men's restrooms because, according to Google, some men menstruate. Despite the nuances of woke gender ideology, legal experts believe Google and the nation's top universities may be violating civil rights law. Via the Washington Free Beacon. It is illegal for Google to enter into contracts based on race under the Civil Rights Act of 1866, said Adam Mortara, the lead trial lawyer for the plaintiffs in Students for Fair Admissions v. Harvard, who are pressing the Supreme Court to outlaw affirmative action. And it is illegal for universities receiving federal funds to nominate students based on race under Title V of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. That means nearly every top school in the United States could be at risk of losing its federal funding. Since Google's discriminatory rule went into effect, a long list of universities has nominated students for the fellowship: Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Princeton, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Columbia, Cornell, Duke, Johns Hopkins, the University of Pennsylvania, the University of Michigan, the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, the University of California Berkeley, and New York University. Those schools also have their own policies banning discrimination by race, gender, or disability, the 3 categories on which Google requires them to base fellowship nominations. Google has been faced a class action lawsuit alleging discrimination against white and Asian males before. The lawsuit ended in arbitration, but not before the tech giant's rampant culture of anti-white and anti-male attitudes were revealed to the public. A trend may be developing. The allegations against Google and top colleges comes fast on the heels of news that another major U.S. company, American Express, is facing a lawsuit from a former employee alleging anti-white discrimination. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.